श्री श्री गौर निताय की श्रीनिवास बालाजी की समावेत भक्त वृंद की कृष्ण जन्माष्टमी महामहोत्सव की जय। हरे कृष्णा। हरे कृष्ण। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सह गणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सह गणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महाबलन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते। तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। पाञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तेर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतस्तिन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवै वेदै साङ्कपदक्रमोपनिषदैर्गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तं न विदुः सुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमो। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे इज द मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस डे ऑफ जन्माष्टमी। We welcome all the devotees of Sri Jagannath Mandir, Bangalore, as well as the devotees of ISKCON Radha Kunj Bihari as well as Radha Vrindavan Chandra Temple for this lecture on Janmashtami Day. I feel sometimes the lockdown has become a great advantage for us to hear from great souls like His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, and His Holiness His Grace Sarvabhaum Prabhu in Pune. It's a great blessing. They're getting to hear from such wonderful Vaishnavas across the globe. So therefore, this lockdown has actually united, I feel, all ISKCON devotees from nook and corner of the world to come close to each other through the Zoom conference. And also it has given an opportunity for us to get to know each other better and during this period. The beauty of the Vaishnava lifestyle is, you know, you can always turn a misfortune into good fortune. While the people all across the globe are worried about the lockdown and people are feeling, practically mad within the four walls, just waiting to come out of the homes. On the other hand, the devotees are utilizing their time very well in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, and Sangha of Vaishnavas with each other. So in this way, lockdown is no barrier for Vaishnavas to advance in their spiritual life. For that matter, even Devaki and Vasudeva were also in lockdown, the jail as you see here. And they were locked up by Kamsa. And they were locked up by Kamsa, we are locked up by Corona. But ultimately, they were in a similar situation like us. They couldn't go out anywhere. But within that jail, which was very dark, they gave birth to Krishna. Krishna manifested in the jail and littered up the whole jail with his own brilliant effulgence from his body. So, although the jail was, or the residence in the jail may be considered very unfortunate, but the jail became the appearance place of Lord Krishna. So, it's no more unfortunate for them. It became a blessing upon them. Similarly, all of you devotees, on Janmashtami Day, you're connecting through online and hearing lectures, hearing kirtans, meeting devotees, and exchanging about what you are doing in Janmashtami with others. So in this way, the exchanges amongst Vaishnavas, the Prita Lakshanam is not stopped just because the world is suffering a pandemic. So I wish to thank Anukul Kesha Prabhu and all of the team of leaders there in Sri Jagannath Mandir for giving me an opportunity this morning to present on this topic of be Krishna's and own Krishna. There are two pictures you are seeing here on this front cover. One is Krishna sheltering all the Vajabhasis under the Govardhan hill. All of them are Krishna's property. Yeah. Anadi Jagannath Prabhu, correct. Anadi Jagannath Prabhu, who is coordinating this online event. I am thankful to all the devotees. The first picture is be Krishna's property. Be Krishna's property. So all these Vajabhasis are Krishna's property. You can call them by the name Vishnu Jan or Krishna Jan. That is one verse Brahmaji says in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto. Tavat ragadayastenaha tavat karagraham graham tavat mohongrinigado yavat krishnana tejanaha yavat krishnana tejanaha. As long as one doesn't become a Krishna Jan or Vishnu Jan or Hari's Jan, that means we, as long as we don't become owned by Krishna, as long as we don't become Krishna's property, or we don't become puppets in Krishna's hands, three things he says. Tavat raga adayas tenaha. The metal attachments in this world become thieves to steal away our Krishna consciousness. He is saying, just like Bhoga Aishwarya Prasaktanam Taya Apahrita Chetasam. The Bhoga and Aishwarya means attachment to worldly life and material opulences that steals away our fixity on the devotional life. In the same manner, Tavad Raga Dayastenaha. He is saying that the material attachments in this world keep us, they are considered to be thieves. There is one verse giving a warning by Shankara. He says, Kamaha krodascha lobascha dehe tishtanti daskaraha jnanaratna apahara yatasmat jagrata jagrata. He is telling, Kama krodha lobha, these three things are highway robbers, he is telling. And you are carrying the ratna of devotional service in your heart. So they will steal it away, he is saying. Tasmat jagrata jagrata, be awake, like that is telling, giving a warning. So when highway robbers come, what we should do? We should loudly call out the policemen who are the acharyas and Vaishnavas. Police! You call, thieves are stealing me. The next moment you will find the police will bring the lati or the gun and come running. Where is the thief? And the thief will run away. So lust, anger and greed will run away when acharyas come with the sticks to drive them away. And we'll be protected. In this way, our material attachments which are coming to steal Krishna from our heart, we should loudly call out the holy name of Krishna and the Guru and the Acharyas. And in this way we can be saved from those material attachments. Actually, material attachments include both in Rajoguna, Tamoguna, laziness, lethargy, postponing spiritual life, and that is in Tamoguna, sleeping too much, eating too much, bad habits. Similarly, in Rajoguna, the lust and the anger and greed for material progress in a one-sided way without bothering about spiritual advancement. So, the material rat race, chase after only money-making and accumulating material commodities and facilities without bothering about advancing in bhakti. So, these are the raga. Tavad raga deyasthenaha, thieves, which actually take our Krishna consciousness away. Then, tavat raga deyastenaha, tavat kara graham graham, he is saying. And those who are not Krishna jan, like these people who are under the Govardhan hill, if you are not Krishna jan, he is saying, tavat kara graham graham. The house can become, the kara graham graham means, the home can become a jail, he is saying. You literally say this. There are very rich people, millionaires, who have a tall wall. And they have a tall gate also. And they put a board, you know, beware of dogs, along with the picture of a dog. So, those people actually have made their homes into jails. No sadhu can go in and give them some prasad or speak some little Krishna consciousness. On the other hand, poor people's homes are always open. And they welcome Vaishnavas to their homes and start a bhakti vriksha. And even though the space is small, they provide facility. You will see that. But rich people, they are too busy and they have no time. They put a board of beware of dogs. So the karagriham griham, their griham became karagriham. Actually, for Devaki and Vasudev, the karagriham became mandir, became temple. Why? Because Krishna descended there. Wherever Krishna is, there is temple. Isn't it? Whereas for those who are materialists, that griham becomes karagriham. He is saying, tavat karagriham griham. Tavat mohongri nigado. He is saying, nigada means foot buckles. Sometimes a lion in the forest is very mighty, very powerful. But it is caught by the buckles which are hidden in the grass. When he goes there in search of prey, the lion can be caught by those steel buckles. And he's just not able to move. He's caught. Later on he'll be tamed. Or he'll be taken to the circus or somewhere. But the point is, just as they are caught, similarly, tavat mohongri nigado. The moha or the illusion in this world is compared to the foot shackles. So Prabhupada writes in Ishopanishad, the godless civilization is a result of illusion. And the result of such illusion is lamentation, you say. Illusion means moha. Now, what is moha? Moha means that which is deceptively appealing to you, but which, you go near, you find it is cheating. Just like sometimes you find on the road some mrigatrishna, some water. But when you go there is no water there. It's only dry, hot sand. It looks like mirage. So that is actually moha. In the same manner, in this world, material life stripped off of spiritual life leads to many illusions right from childhood. Children attracted to, you know, toys and balloons and tricycles. You've seen children make combinations of things and make a building and then they collapse it, isn't it? In the same manner, that is for the children. Sometimes parents laugh at a child in the seashore who is making a sandcastle, and the ocean wave comes and washes it away. And the parents laugh at the child. Hey, foolish child, you made a castle, but see, the ocean wave has washed away. But it is a fact that in this world, everything that is existing will all be washed away at the time of Pralaya. It's not that Pralaya will come after a million years. Our death of our body is also called Pralaya. It's a short-term Pralaya. Every individual body. Then at the end of Kali Yuga, there is a Pralaya also. Then after one Brahma's day also, there is a Pralaya. Then after entire Brahma's lifespan, there is a Pralaya also. Krishna speaks about that. Sahasra yuga paryantam aharyat brahmano viduhu ratrim yuga sahasrantam teho ratra vidho janaha bhuta gramasi evayam bhutva bhutva praliyate. He's saying, my dear Arjun, bhutva bhutva praliyate. This world is created, destroyed. Again created, destroyed. Yasa sarveshu bhuteshu nashyatsu na vinashyati. When all this material world will be destroyed by cosmic cataclysm, at that time the spiritual world will remain as it is. Therefore, it is in your interest to return back home, back to Godhead, and not be stuck in the moha illusions of this world. So therefore, every man has a duty to inspire his wife, children and parents, everybody, and take them in the direction of Krishna consciousness. Like this, Vijayabhas is sheltered under the Govardhan hill. And bring them to the point of becoming Krishna's. Yavat Krishnanate Janaha. That verse talks about Krishna Jan. Similarly, Prabhupada gave one devotee the name Vishnu Jan. Actually, Vishnu Jan Swami. Prabhupada very much loved him. He was a very sweet devotee. He also kept all the devotees together in the temple, happily performing their services. He would sit in the moat of a car, and then he would tell, Mataji, you go to the kitchen and render service to Sri Radha and Krishna there. Prabhuji, you take the sweeper and you sweep this place. Prabhu, you go to the BBT and lend out the books. And he will be having a harmonium in his leg, sitting in the moat of a car, playing harmonium as and when the devotees come. He would give them service and they go again, he will continue singing. So the whole temple was run on music only. Continuously, everybody was floating. In the kitchen, somebody was doing service. In the BBT, somebody was doing service. They would hear his kirtan. And everybody would be floating in kirtan and doing their service like that. And then in the evening, when he would go for kirtan outdoor, he would go to New York outdoor for kirtan. 60 devotees would come out. That whole temple would be empty. And all the department heads would tell, if Vishnu Swami does kirtan, you know, we can't hold anybody. Everybody will go with him. So the whole temple was like one big family. Everybody coming together and dancing and doing kirtan in the streets. And then when they would come back, everybody would go to the departments and their service. So they were also like all Vishnu Janas or Krishna Jan. So one time Prabhupada was talking to one devotee. Talking to devotee, Prabhupada said, you see, in that new temple which is coming up, we need one person for the president's post, and we need one for treasurer, and we need one secretary, and we need one head for the kitchen, and we need one head for deity department, and we need one Vishnu Jan, like that he said. So the devotee laughed and said, Prabhupada, is Vishnu Jan a post? And Prabhupada smiled and said, what I meant was, we need one fellow like him who can take devotees on Harinam Sankirtan and keep devotees very happy, chanting and dancing always. So, as his name suggests, Vishnu Jan, he was actually Krishna's property. His heart was sold out to the devotee service and the Lord. So, we all have to become Krishna Jan, be Krishna's. Let us become owned by Krishna. Why these Vrajabasis were owned by Krishna? What is the proof for that? You see, every year they were doing yajna to Indra. And everything was going well for Indra and for them also. Like Krishna says, Devan bhavayatanena te deva bhavayantu vaha. Like that he said, no? So, they would render service to the demigod, Indra, by offering him yajna, and Indra would shower them rain. So both parties are happy. Everything is goody-goody, going nice. Then what is the problem? Krishna said, it's not all right. What is not all right? I'll just show you 1 minute. So I'm going to show you. So I'm quickly going to show you the slides. You can see them. About which I was telling you. See, such a beautiful Vrindavan, aerial view of Vrindavan, isn't it? Everything looks nice. See, the Vrajabasis are doing yajna every year like this. They're very devoted. Whatever they do, they've been faithfully doing like this. And see, because they're doing yajna, Indra's agents are very pleased. And Indra is ordering them, go and pour rains for all the benefit of Vrajabasis. And they're all pouring. See, Indra is supervising. Everybody is saluting Indra and they arrange for rains. Indra is also sending out thunderbolts. He is the top supervisor of the shower of rains. He's creating electric streaks and then shower of water happens. And then see, Vrajabasis will be very happy after the yajna. Rain water is pouring down. See, all Vrajabasis are all delighted. They're practically dancing. Everybody is very happy. See, the flowers are blooming. Frogs are happy, birds are chirping, deers are dancing, peacocks are also very joyful seeing the clouds, they are dancing, everything is good, isn't it? Crops are growing, corns and everything. And Indra was very proud that, you see, you know, I am showering rain and I am making everyone happy, and he is now becoming proud that it's me who is making such a rain happen for all these people. They are my people. They are dependent on me. And without my mercy, they all will perish. With my mercy, they will flourish. That's the thought going on in his mind. Now here Indra feels himself autonomous, independent, and with no one above for his accountability. He feels himself completely independent. So this is where the problem started. So you will find now here you see Krishna noticed that. Although Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Devan Bhavetanena Te Deva Bhavayantu Vaha, the demigods should be worshipped by the earthly people, and then when the heavenly beings are worshipped for the sun and the moonlight, sunlight and wind and rainfall and everything, and they will also give shower of rain and everything. But the same Krishna now understood, this demigod Indra has become independent. Now what is the problem in Indra becoming independent? Somebody may say, okay, anyway Indra is giving them rains and they are happy, Indra is happy, why not life go on? No. Actually, Indra is now afflicted by false ego, ahankar. When the ahankar takes over, then the person's expectations become infinitely increased. He wants tremendous, he gets a tremendous thirst for prestige and honor. Just like Hiranyakashipu. Whole world, everybody in the globe accepted he is master. One small Prahalad refused to chant Hiranyakashipu's names. And you can see what kind of tantrums he was throwing Hiranyakashipu. Not just tantrums, he was torturing that little child like anything. You can see that. Actually, when people are afflicted by ego, whom do you think suffers? They also suffer. And they make others also suffer. Everybody suffers actually. And when somebody is afflicted by false ego. On the other hand, now Krishna is the master of all that be. He says, you know, Aham kisar vayajnanam bhokta cha prabhureva cha natu mam abhijananti tatve natas chavantite. He's telling, my dear Arjun, Aham kisar vayajnanam bhokta. I am actually the supreme enjoyer of all sacrifices. Prabhureva cha. I am the supreme master of all that be. And then he says, natu mam abhijananti. Those who forget this fact, tatve natas chavantite. Chavanti means they fall down. And Indra had already mentally fallen down at this stage due to his false pride. And Indra, Krishna noticed that now that this demigod has become very egoistic, he is surely going to act in an erratic way like an aeroplane which has lost its control. He is going to act like that. Krishna was sure. Therefore, his disease in the mind, the false ego, has to be rectified. Like that Krishna thought. So you will find the remarkable difference between Indra's behavior and Vajabasi's behavior. Vajabasis are all Krishna's property. Whereas Indra has become independent of Krishna. It's not that Indra is not Krishna's property. He also was. But now in his mindset, he has become independent. Therefore, there are three classes of people. Astik, Nastik, Nastik, Astik and Shuddha Bhakta. Shuddha Bhakta means they will never forget Krishna, even for a moment. They will Krishna is their very pran, their very life itself. Vajabhasis are example for that. For a moment, they will never forget Krishna. For a moment, they will not forget their position in relation to Krishna. That is the Shuddha Bhaktas. And Nastik, needless to talk about a Nastik. Nastiks are complete ignoramus. They have totally forgotten the Lord's role. And they consider themselves totally independent. Fools, namam dushkritno mudha, Krishna says. Prapadyanti naradhama. They don't do sanskaras. They are utterly foolish. They don't know the difference between body and soul. They don't know the meaning of life, purpose of life, goal of life. That is Nastik. But in between people who are Astik, these people have a combination of these two. They want to serve the Lord like pure devotees. They also want to dominate the material world by bossing over other living entities. So therefore, Indra's role is very valuable for all of us. Because, you know, they are mixed devotees. So the mixed devotees are the ones who sometimes remember the Lord, sometimes forget the Lord. So when they remember the Lord, they tell the Lord, oh Lord, I belong to you. You know, I am your property. You know, I don't do anything independent of you. I am totally depending on your mercy. They will talk like that. But then when they get that animalistic propensity of dominating and bossing, at that time they will become autonomous, very independent. So Krishna noticed it. He said, this demigod is not a demon, but occasionally demigods can also be subjected to illusion of being independent. Actually, independently we cannot be happy. It's not possible. When I was in Massachusetts Institute of Technology recently last year, I was speaking a lecture to the students there. One student, after the lecture, he raised a hand and asked a question. Sir, is it true that you said that we are all co-workers in this world? I said, yes. And I gave him example of Arjuna and Krishna. I said, see, Arjuna is a co-worker with Krishna. So Krishna gives guidance and Arjuna fights, I said. Therefore, we are co-workers. And then he said, but I don't have to be a co-worker with anybody, he said. I am pretty independent. After my studies, I am planning to start my own industry. And I'll employ 5,000 people. And they will work for me. And I can be a free bird. I will just make money through those fellows. And then I'll lead a happy life. Why are you saying that everybody is co-worker? I am not. I am independent on me. I am a self-made master. Like that he said. So I told him, you see, in this world, nobody can be like that except Krishna. Then I told him why. husband's happiness comes from wife and children. The wife's happiness comes from husbands and children, husband and children also. Without pleasing the husband and the children, wife cannot be peaceful at home. Children also, if they don't please the parents, they are eventually going to be in trouble. Everybody in this world is working. We are all connected. We are not independent. There is a connectedness in our life. You go to office, you have to please your boss. Otherwise, there is no promotion. Is it not true? And if there is a owner of a company, if he is independent and he doesn't work like a co-worker with his constituents or with his team of people, then he will have nobody. Like for example, if you are working for a company, if you don't properly work, your boss is not happy with you, then they can fire you from the job. But if you are an employer, owner of a company, then you will have nobody to fire under you because nobody will stay if you are not working as a co-worker. So then he understood this point. Yeah, you may have 5,000 people working for you, but you are not independent. Your success comes from them. Their success comes from you. In this way, the student's success in the subject comes from the teachers giving good marks. The employee working in a company, his success comes by promotion given by his boss. So nobody is independent in this world. Similarly, the demigods like Indra are getting worship by the Vajabhasis, because Vajabhasis are not Indra Das, they are ultimately Krishna Das. And Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita that you do yajna for the demigods. So they are doing. Otherwise, actually, if Krishna says don't do for demigod, then they won't do. That Indra didn't think about. So he had become independent. So Indra forgot that he's a co-worker with Krishna. In the same manner, all of us, like we are a congregation, we are actually co-worker with the local temple. Similarly, the brahmacharis, you are co-worker with the your temple managers, managers and authorities. Temple managers, authorities, president, they are not independent. They are co-worker with, you know, GVC. GVCs are not independent. They are co-worker with Srila Prabhupada and Acharyas, isn't it? And even Prabhupada Acharyas, they never speak anything on their own. They repeat the Shastra. And they are always, even Krishna quotes rishis in Bhagavad Gita. You can find Krishna doesn't have to quote anybody. Whatever he says is Vedavak. But even he respectfully quotes the rishis of the ancient times. Rishivir Bahuda, he says that in Bhagavad Gita. So, the only person who is Swarat, supreme controller, is Krishna. But he himself becomes a servant of his devotees, like Arjuna becoming Partha Sarathi. Out of his humility. Therefore, he is a Param Bhokta. Why Krishna can be enjoyer, supreme enjoyer? We all can allow Krishna to be enjoyer. Why? Because he is a non-exploitative master. Completely non-exploitative master. Lovable master, a friendly master, sweet master, kind master, courteous and generous master, very liberal master, a master who gives long rope for us, which we can use to hang ourselves if you are foolish. If you are intelligent, we can be grateful to him. So therefore, aham ki sarva yajnana bhokta cha prabhure vacha, that is Krishna. Now Krishna is watching. And Krishna, what he will do? He told Nanda Baba that this year you all do bring all your items, and then with the same samagri you make offering for Govardhan. And then worship the cows. So all of them brought everything, and then you see, they worship Govardhan. Krishna became Govardhan. And he accepted and asked any or. Everybody was very happy. Oh, our beautiful face of Krishna is seen in the Govardhan. So our Krishna is accepting. Krishna is pleased. That's all we want. We don't want anything else. So they simply considered their life successful by pleasing Krishna. That's all they wanted to do. And you can see they're circumambulating Govardhan along with their cows and calves. And Krishna told them, distribute the prasadam to everybody, the brahmanas, the chandalas, the dogs and the cows, everybody. In this way, they all circumambulated. So now Indra's men are coming and seeing, hey, what happened? They didn't do any puja this year for Indra. And you can see, then they are going and reporting to Indra. Indra was surprised, taken by surprise. And he gets angry. Oh ho, this Krishna has diverted my puja. And then you will see, he told Samvartaka clouds to go ahead and pour down very heavily with a hailstorm, with all kinds of ice and everything. And you can see the situation in Vrindavan. So there was heavy rain shower, and Indra himself would come in Airavat behind. So he actually wanted to kill the cows and calves and Vrijabhasis. He wanted to actually kill the devotees. That was his determination. So you know very well, like a child lifting a mushroom, Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill, and under the Govardhan Hill they had a very nice pastime with all Nanda, Yashoda, covered by everybody. Krishna called them in, and they had a very great pastime. So, and when Indra heard it, he himself personally came. He was very eager to turn down the mountain. That was his eagerness. He said, oh ho, he is lifting the hill and giving support to the Vrijabhasis, to the devotees. Wait and watch what I do. So Indra became very angry. In angry mood, he boarded the Airavat and immediately came. And now you will see in his anger what he will do. See, he is especially aiming at the Govardhan Hill. But our acharyas have explained how he couldn't do anything, because even one blade of grass he could not shake in the top of Govardhan Hill. And in fact, on the top of Govardhan Hill, there were a lot of flower-bearing trees. When Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill showered all the flowers and the Vrijabhasis. And also Krishna arranged for the Anantashesha to put a belt around the Govardhan Hill in such a way that not a drop of water will go inside. And above the Govardhan Hill, Krishna arranged Sudarshan Chakra to rotate so that no drop of water will fall on the Govardhan. In this way, everything was safe. And Indra tried all different weapons, you see. He's throwing so many things. Dashing the mountain. He actually was trying his best to turn down the mountain, and he thought it's a good opportunity for me. I can make a chutney out of these people below the mountain. I will make Krishna lose the balance and then let mountain finish everybody. So he was so mad at that time. So this goes to show, when one is not acting as Krishna's property, one becomes autonomous or independent. One exactly becomes like a mad elephant. One loses all control. One speaks like a crazy man. One acts like a crazy man. Although Indra is a demigod, not a demon, Krishna said, now he has developed that impurity. So Krishna said, he has got a mountain of pride now. I will lift another mountain to destroy the mountainous pride of Indra, Krishna said. And Krishna said, I will save the Vrijabhasis from the foolish pride of Indra, and I will save Indra from the mountain of pride which is himself he is suffering from. So he wanted to save Indra, because Indra is also a devotee, but a mixed devotee. And he also wanted to save the pure devotees, Vrijabhasis, from the wrath of Indra. So therefore you will find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, as soon as there was a very great danger, all the devotees ran to Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga, Kannatham, Kukulam, Prabho, Tratumargasi, Devan, Kupitat, Bhakta, Vatsalaha. They are saying, this demigod has become angry, Krishna. You told us not to worship him this time. We just followed you. But we don't care about the demigod. Let him do what he wants. We care about you, because we want to love you, please you. You are our master. You are everything for us. So you told us to worship the Govardhan. We did it. Now this demigod is making a big show of anger. But we are not going to pray to him. Why will you go to Indra, fall at his feet and say, sorry sir. You know, we forgot to do yajna for you. This little poor boy, Krishna, he diverted us foolishly. Please forgive him also, forgive us also. Now onwards, henceforth, we will do your yajna every year. This year, right now, we will collect the ingredients and do it for you. Do you think they would ever say that? No way Vrajabasis would do that, because their firm faith was in Krishna. So from Vrajabasis we are learning this lesson. Ananya bhakti means, you know, ananya. No bhakti to Indra, no Chandra, no Varuna, Vayu. Bhakti to only Krishna. And they saw Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Vayu, everybody to be subordinate. Everybody is a part and parcel of Krishna, correct? No? For them, Krishna. So Krishna is the whole and soul focus for them. They are ananya bhaktas, Vrajabasis. So Indra couldn't do anything. He tried everything possible. And Krishna was playing on his flute. So it is said that there was a storm above the Govardhan, and there was another love storm below the Govardhan, because all the Vrajabasis watching the beautiful face of Krishna all day, all night, because the gopis would only get to see Krishna in the evening when he would return from the forest. In fact, the gopis are blaming Brahma for creating the eyelids in one of the verses. Atatiyat vajat aknikananam srutir yugayate twamapashyatam kutilakuntalam shrimukham chate. They are saying, my dear Lord Krishna, when you come in the evening with curly locks of hair falling in front of your forehead, your face covered with dust, surrounded by covered boys, joking with them, laughing with them, playing with them, they are all singing your glories with cows and calves. When you come, our eyes become like Chataka Pakshi is very eager to see you. We are all waiting with aarti plates. But unfortunately, at that time, our eyelids start blinking, because this foolish creator, Brahma, has created an eyelid which keeps moving up and down. And we can't continuously see you. They are blaming like that. So the gopis got to see only Krishna a few moments in the evening. But here, everybody got to see Krishna all day, all night, for 7 days and 7 nights. All Vrajabasis together. So they never felt any tiredness. There was a, in fact, if you read Andavandavan Champu, you will find elaborate description about what all went on under the mountain. The discussion between Yashoda and Krishna, and Madhumangal and Yashoda. And about each character, it is explained elaborately. They had prepared all the eatables also, because just now Govardhan Puja is over. All the Govardhan Prasadam is also there. Nicely be under the mountain, eat very nice prasad, have very nice loving exchanges with Krishna and all devotees together also. There is no loss for the devotee. Poor Indra is exerting himself so much, beating on the top of the mountain, all in vain. It is like taking an empty husk, you know, beating. You can't get any grains out of it. That's what foolish Indra was doing. But they were all with Krishna. This is the beauty of being in the shelter of Krishna. Krishna's, they are all Krishna's property. Now Indra is ashamed. My Lord, I lost all my stamina now. I have exerted myself with the best of the weapons. Nothing is happening. This Govardhan is very ecstatic being by the simply the fingertip touch of Krishna. Originally when Krishna lifted it, Yashoda came running and saying, better, don't lift it. Such a big mountain. Initially Krishna, therefore instead of right hand, Krishna lifted with left hand. And then when she saw Yashoda in anxiety, instead of holding with the hand, he held with the finger tip, because this is the tiniest finger in the body. So with that he held. And then when Yashoda saw that, then she laughed. Oh ho, mine is for my son. This is nothing. He's holding it very easily. So I'm not getting into the details of the pastime. There are a lot of wonderful details which you can read. But now Indra got fed up and tired, is unable to do anything. Because Govardhan, in the touch of Krishna, had such amazing inspiration and ecstasy. The Govardhan was in a blissful state. It was not at all affected by Indra's wrath. He tried everything possible. You see what all he's trying still. Nothing is happening. Because after trying all these things, now Indra lost his power now. He's falling off from the Airavat. Airavat is falling, Indra is falling. He fell in the muddy pool of water down so badly. So now sunlight has started coming. He immediately, Indra also told Samvardhaka, all of you get out, don't shower any more rain, enough now. I have done a lot of aparad, mahad aparad now. Not just one Vaishnava, two Vaishnava, so many thousands of Vaishnavas in Vrijavasis. So in this way, so Krishna kept back the Govardhan Hill and all the Vrijavasis became happy. Everybody. So in this way you will find, when Krishna came back, all Vrijavasis are happy with him. Now Indra is coming, you see. Now when Indra came, Indra put the crown down and said, my dear Lord, here is my Rajanama. Please take my post. I am utterly foolish. There is no greater fool than me in this world. So make someone else Indra and tell me what punishment I should accept. And Krishna told him, Indra, you may go now. Continue to be in the post of Indra. Don't give up your post, but give up your pride. He told him. How do you give up the pride? Very simple. Always know all the demigods are my servant. And they are supposed to do their services in this awareness. And because if they forget this fact and become independent and autonomous, they will ruin their own life and ruin others' lives. And also, the Lord is so kind, he will never interfere with the demigods generally. Unless a demigod becomes foolish like this, then the Lord will interfere and rectify the flaw. Otherwise, Krishna is a magnanimous Lord, letting everybody be empowered and do their own duties well. Indra learned a good lesson. Indra told Krishna that you are not just a supreme controller, my Lord. You are also a supreme spiritual master, he said. Why? Because a controller means what you would have done. You know, when Indra is attacking, Krishna could have attacked Indra also. They both would have waged a war. And Krishna could have killed him also if he wanted. He can cut off his head, or he can put him, or he can smash his head if you want, he can do that. He didn't do that. So he said, how intelligent, my Lord, you are. You lifted the Govardhan Hill and made me thoroughly get ashamed of my action. You know, you lifted it so easily with your left finger, and you sheltered all your pure devotees whom I was trying to attack. So Indra really felt remorseful. Krishna forgave him. So in this way, Indra became ashamed. Then went. So everybody, all the Vrijavasis are jubilant with Krishna. So this is Vrindavan Dham. So the Vrijavasis are sheltered in Krishna fully. So these are Krishna's people. From Vrindavan Vasis, we have to learn how to give our heart to Krishna and be Krishna. So you will find there is a famous verse in the first canto. Prabhupada often would quote that. Namo akinchana vittaya nivritta guna vrittaye atma ramaya shantaya kaivalya patiye namaha. Kunti Bhanan is telling, my dear Krishna, those who are akinchanas, they are not fond of the materialistic commodities of the world for their sense gratification in this world. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya said, Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundarim. He said, but they possess you as the only property. She is saying. And they become your property and you become their property, like that she is telling. Just like Lord Vishnu told Dhruvasa, Sadavo Hridayam Mahyam Sadunam Hridayam Tvaham Madanyatena Jananti Naham Tebhyo Managapi. He said, my dear Brahmana, understand this point. I am at the heart of my devotees, and my devotees are in my heart. I do not know anything but my devotees, and my devotees don't know anything but me. Like that the Lord said. In fact, Lord Vishnu told Dhruvasa, you know, what can I tell you about my devotees? I love them so dearly. And Dhruvasa said, wait a minute, my Lord. I have also heard a shloka called Namo Brahmane Devaya Go Brahmana Hitayacha. You are also very fond of Brahmanas. For your kind information, I am Dhruvasa, I am also a Brahmana. But Lord said, but I love Vaishnavas more than Brahmanas, the Lord said. Why? Dhruvasa asked. The Lord said, look at these Vaishnava devotees of mine. They have no material aspirations. They don't want to become Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Vayu. You don't want to even become Brahma also. They don't want to attain any of the Ashtasiddhis also. They don't have any material or spiritual aspiration also. Now you all may ask, material aspiration, you understand, Prabhuji. A devotee does not have any spiritual aspiration also that he wants to go back to Godhead. No, actually a devotee of the Lord does not tell the Lord that you please kindly put me in the spiritual world. He says, Lord Shiva said, Narayana para sarve na kutaschana bibhyati swarga pavargana rakeshu apidulyartha darshana. He said, a devotee can be put in even hell or heaven or spiritual world. Makes no difference to devotee. In any situation, a devotee will be peacefully, joyfully engaged in Krishna's service. He only aspires for seva opportunity. And this is one question Abhay would ask his guru always. Prabhupada would ask his guru, how can I serve you? How can I serve you? How can I serve you? This was his question. I've seen in Pune also, there is a congregation devotee who asks, Prabhuji, kuch seva ho to bata dena. Prabhuji, kuch seva ho to bata dena. Actually, this devotee is so used to saying that, it's a very good habit actually. You meet any Vaishnava and you say, kuch seva ho to bata dena. How fortunate such a person is. Because if you keep saying that, you will get services also. And you can keep doing service. The devotees. The devotee's only aspiration is seva opportunity. A devotee doesn't even say that I will do service only in spiritual world. No. Lord, it's Lord's desire where he wants to keep me. Who am I to demand? I simply want to serve him. If he gives me suffering, if he gives me enjoyment, I don't care. I just want to serve him. Then we become Krishna's people. We become Krishna Jan, Krishna Das, Krishna Dasi. One can become like that. So Kunti Maharani is telling, Namo Akinchana Vitaya, in that the Prabhupada is writing that actually those people who, it's not that you have to be necessarily poor. Please don't get me wrong. Don't think that, oh Prabhuji, you mean to say everybody should become brahmachari and sannyasi, give up everything, become akinchan. No. Ambarish Maharaj, who was the king of the world, is also akinchan. Suteshu dar, griheshu dareshu, suteshu bandushu, dipottamasandanavaji vastushu. It is said that griheshu, he was living in a very big family. Many, many queens he had. Dareshu, many wives. Suteshu, many children. Bandushu, many relatives and friends. Dipottama Sandana Vaji Vastushu. He had golden chariots. He had gold and silver and diamond and big treasury. Very, very great treasury. And then Ambaranadishu. He was also wearing very costly dresses as a king naturally. And then Ananta Kosheshu. Inexhaustible treasury, he says like that. Akarot Asanmatim is saying. Last word says that. Asanmatim means he considered all these things to be a piece of stone. That's all. He didn't attach any importance to all these things. He said, these are all there with me in this life. Next life, what will come with me? Nobody can say. So he was not attached to them, although he was living in the midst of them. That was Ambarish Maharaj's consciousness. So we are not glorifying brahmachari, sannyasis as somebody who is an akinchan. Akinchan is not by the external dress. Akinchan is one who identifies that everything I possess belongs to Krishna, including my body, including my mind, including my relatives, friends, all my possessions are Krishna's property. What is the meaning of Krishna's property? That means I will use everything in Krishna's service, not for my sense gratification. That's the understanding of a devotee. Then we become Krishna's. We become owned by Krishna. And also, another meaning of being Krishna's means, actually I told you about these three people, Nastik, Astik and Bhakta. Astik has got a bubble around him. What is the bubble? I me mine. This I me mine bubble they have, Astik people. Religious people, pious materialist. That's the name given by Bhaktisanskrita Thakur. Pious materialist. So the atheistic person is called, Gnostic is called as materialist. And Astik is called a pious materialist. And then a Bhakta is called pure devotee. Correct now? So these pious materialist people, you will always see that they, when they go to temple, they generally think that, oh, Janmashtami is such a nice festival. We can have some new sweet flavor of, some additional programs. Additional, this additional, that. And they think that, Or I am putting up a puja in my home, some Swamiji is coming and he will bless me, then everything will go nice, my business will flourish, and I'll get a bigger car than what I have now. I'll build a bigger house now, and then I will set up a business for my son, and I will send my daughter abroad for her studies. And so they generally tend to think that pious materialist means he thinks that the dharma that he does is meant for artha. And once I get artha, he want to enjoy kama. That is called pious materialist. But on the other hand, Shuddha Bhakta's bhakti means it is not I, me, mine centered. It is Krishna centered. What is the meaning of that? Who is Krishna's mother? Who is Krishna's father? Who is Krishna's very dear devotee, gopi? Who are the friends of, covered by friends of Krishna? Which is the river Krishna likes in Vrindavan? And which is the mountain Krishna likes? So in this way, those devotees talk about Govardhan, they talk about Yamuna, they talk about Radharani, they talk about gopis, they talk about Yashodananda, talk about Devaki Vasudev. Their mouth is filled with talks about Krishna and his family. Whereas pious materialist is talking about me and my business, my family, my relatives, my little world, my little bubble. Sometimes I remember when we were in our school days, we used to have the soap water. Take the soap water, you blow it. Sometimes bubble would come, sometimes big bubble, football size bubble also I made. You know, and the bubble would be like rainbow color, you know, and it would be moving like this, very slowly it will move. And then we'll be watching, it will go up, pluck, like that it will go off. It will explode. So we have blown so many bubbles which have exploded. Similarly, you will find in this world, the pious materialist is living in a cozy moha or illusion of I, me, mine bubble. My business, my profits, my bank balance, my car, my success, my this, my that. I, me, mine. So, whereas Shuddha Bhakta, pure devotee means everything about Krishna, which means in Krishna's program, I am also a small, tiny member. Like, look at this Govardhan Hill. There are many. We can also develop a wish. Let me also get a small place there. Look at the small baby below. You saw there? Below Radharani's feet there. I can see that. So we can be like that small baby. Just we can also go and take shelter of Govardhan in Krishna's lotus feet. That should be our aspiration. Then we become Krishna's property. And we tell Krishna, whatever I possess is yours, Krishna, use it in your service. And I am not attached to any of these things. Because material world is a temporary place. And everything that we grab on here, we will leave and go one day. Newborn children always are in a grabbing mood like this. And when they die, they will leave. When they get old, and then again a newborn baby will be grabbing. When an old man dies, like this. So we grab and leave, grab and leave. That is material world. But spiritual world means we understand that ultimately Krishna is the proprietor. We all are his tiny part and parcels. So that is be Krishna's. And how to own Krishna, that you see on the right side, the other picture. They possessed Krishna, Devaki Vasudev. 10,000 years they did severe austerities for the pleasure of Krishna, eating only dry leaves. Krishna says that when he was born. He said, my dear mother and father, you developed a desire. You are so affectionate to me. You wanted to see me as your child. You wanted to express your love for me by having me as your baby. And I was also pleased with your penances. So I have come here. Earlier you were Prishni Sutapa, then Aditya Kashyapa. Now you have become Devaki Vasudev. I have appeared in your family. There was another fellow called Atri. Atri Anasuya, you must have heard. That fellow also did very severe penance. And standing on one leg. But he didn't know who is the supreme. He meditated on that which is supreme. And then he said, whoever is supreme in this world, please come. Like that he prayed. And then three gods came. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. All three came. When he saw them, he was standing on one leg. So in one leg only he jumped and went in the front of them and offered obeisances. Because he wanted to show them that still I have not yet kept the other leg down. Please take a note that I have performed a very severe austerity. At that time, looking at all three of them, he said, you know, he said, Prajam ఆత్మసమాం మహ్యం ప్రయచ్చతు, లైక్ దట్ హి సెడ్. ప్రజామీన్ చిల్డ్రన్, గివ్ మీ చిల్డ్రన్ ఆత్మసమాం ఈక్వల్ టు యూ, మహ్యం ఫర్ మీ, ప్రయచ్చతు, దట్ యు బి ప్లీజ్ టు గివ్ మీ చిల్డ్రన్. సో నౌ ఆల్ త్రీ ఆఫ్ దెం గేవ్ వన్ వన్ చైల్డ్. లైక్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ విష్ణు గేవ్ దత్తాత్రేయ, అండ్ శివ గేవ్ దుర్వాస, అండ్ అవర్ హూ బ్రహ్మ గేవ్ సోమ. సో ఆల్ త్రీ ఆఫ్ దెం గేవ్ వన్ వన్ చైల్డ్ హీ గాట్. బట్ హిస్ రిక్వెస్టింగ్ లార్డ్ ఫర్ అ చైల్డ్ ఇస్ కన్సిడర్డ్ ఇంప్యూర్. వాట్ ఈస్ ఇంప్యూర్? బికాస్ హీ వాంటెడ్ టు షో ద వరల్డ్ బై మై సివియర్ పెనన్స్ ఐ హ్యావ్ గాట్ యు నో ద త్రీ సుప్రీమ్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్, త్రీ గుణావతారస్ టు కమ్. సో దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రైడ్ వాస్ దేర్. అండ్ ఆల్సో వేర్ యాజ్ హియర్ ఇన్ దేవకి వసుదేవ్స్ డివోషన్ టు కృష్ణ ఇట్ ఇస్ కన్సిడర్డ్ కంప్లీట్లీ ప్యూర్. దర్ వర్షిప్ ఇస్ కంప్లీట్ కన్సిడర్డ్ గుడ్. సో లార్డ్ ఇస్ becoming a property in their lap. And Vasudev said, my dear Lord, how amazing it is that you are appearing from the womb of my wife Devaki here. And he said, it is no wonder for me. Why? Because, you know, you created the millions of universes. And then he entered into each universe as Garbhadaksha Vishnu, and then he entered into every atom also. So this is the way you act always. You know, you create something and you enter into it, and still you are not conditioned by it. You are always aloof from it. Similarly, we are all your devotees, and you are entering the devotee's heart as per your wish, and you are manifesting in our friend like our own child. You know, especially Krishna likes to become a relative of his devotee. Why? It increases the affection, isn't it? For example, for all of you, your own children are very dear to you. Imagine if Krishna becomes your child, how close he will become to you. Huh? And imagine like Sudama Brahmana, for example, was studying in Gurukula where Krishna was his classmate. Huh? How fortunate Sudama was. Imagine you are joining ISKCON temple in Brahmacharya Ashram, and Krishna happens to be your Gurukul mate, PDC. He's also in yellow brigade, running with you for, you know, doing all services. So how happy you will be to have him as a classmate. Similarly for Arjuna, Krishna gave his sister in marriage to Arjuna. Why? So he becomes brother-in-law. Correct? No? Krishna and Arjuna became brother-in-law. So the relationship becomes even more thicker. Is it not true? So this is Krishna's nature. He is so merciful, so kind that he becomes a child of his own devotee. Anugrahaya bhaktanam deham manushyam asthitah bhajate tadrishi krida ya shrutva tat paro bhavet. Why manushyam deham asthitah? Why he you know, behaves like a human child? Simply to increase the love of his devotee. And he, you can own Krishna, you can possess Krishna. Krishna becomes your son. Krishna can become your lover. Krishna can become your friend. In this way, Krishna can become your master. So sometimes devotees wonder, oh, I'm a small devotee. I'm not a pure devotee. You know, if I go to spiritual world, will I get appointment to meet the Lord also? Lord must be busy with great devotees like Radharani, Lalita, Vishakha, and Arjuna and such devotees. One fellow was asking. So I asked that fellow, right now, in your heart, the Lord is standing as Paramatma. You yourself have your private Paramatma, is it not? Huh? If that is so, why in the spiritual world Krishna cannot give you audience? Huh? For every jiva, Krishna gives audience, surely. So now let us see the PPT. It will go fast now. You see here, Bhagavad Gita 15.5 purport, Prabhupada is saying, you know what is a 15.5?
Nirmana moha vita sanga dosha adhyatma netya vinivritta kama dvandvair vimukta sukha dukha sajnair gacchantya mudha padamavyayam tat.
That's a sloka. We have to become amudha to go back to Godhead. That means we have to become free from foolishness. And what is the foolishness is explained here. So that we know, if we give up this foolishness, then we can become amudha and we can go back to Godhead. Please read it.
The first qualification is that one should not be deluded by the pride, because the conditioned soul is puffed up, thinking himself the lord of the material nature. It is very difficult for him to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Why it is difficult for us to surrender? Because when we are in a puffed up state, for example, Indra, in a puffed up state means like a balloon, boom, like that. Was he able to surrender to Krishna? He couldn't surrender. And Krishna pricked the balloon with a needle. Then Indra became like a balloon without air. He surrendered at Krishna's lotus feet. He pricked his false ego and removed it. So therefore, the very first lesson we are learning, I should not be puffed up. I should give up my pride if you want to surrender. And Kunti Maharani says, pride comes. Chuta Shribhir Yedamana Madhapuman Naivar Hatya Vidatum Vaitvama Kinchana Gocharam. She's telling, my dear Lord, in this world, those who are born in Brahmana families are very high family, Kshatriya family like that. Or those who are very beautiful, handsome, those who are very wealthy, those who are highly learned, or any big post holder, position holder, they can become very proud, and they can forget you, she's telling. They can't feelingly call your name Govinda. Indra, year after year, he received worship and he had become spoiled child. He had become a spoiled brat. He became conditioned to puja. So therefore, when he was not getting puja, he could not. Actually, what Indra should do ideally, when puja was not done, and Krishna is telling them to worship Govardhan, Indra should come down and meet Lord Krishna and bow down to him and say, my dear Lord, you know, these people used to do puja every year to me. This year, you have told them to worship Govardhan. Can I also join the Utsavam of Govardhan along with all Vijabhasis and you? I can also circumambulate Govardhan. That's what ideally you should do. If you did that, the pastime would be much different, isn't it? Of course, he was not in a mood to surrender because he was puffed up. Read in a second para.
One should know by the cultivation of the real knowledge that he is not a lord of the material nature. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Lord. When one is free from the delusion caused by the pride, he can begin the process of surrender.
Yeah. Actually, we are not the lord of material nature. Did we create the sun or the moon? Are we making the sun and moon move around? Are we changing the seasons? Are we growing the crops? Are we creating gold and silver in this world? What are we creating? Neither did we create, nor are we running them. And Lord says in the Bhagavatam, Madhubayat vati vatoyam suryastapati madhubayat varishati indro dahatyag nirmrityuscharati madhubayat. Is telling, by my order, the sun is rising and moving. By my order, the rains are showering. By my order, the death is taking its toll. By my order, the wind is blowing. By my order, the fire is burning, Krishna is telling. So Lord says that. So Lord is doing it. We are not doing all these things. So therefore, we should give up the pride. We are only in the receiving end. When we come to this world, we open our eyes and see everything and we keep on taking, taking. Why should we be proud? We are not doing anything. Lord is doing everything. Yeah. Read it.
For one who is always expecting some honor in this material world, it is not possible to surrender to the Supreme Person. Pride is due to illusion. For although one comes here, stays for a brief time, and then goes away, he has the foolish notion that he is the Lord of the world. He thus makes all things complicated, and he is always in trouble. The whole world moves under this impression.
Like the Prabhupada's writing. See, when a man has a robust body, one thinks that, you know, I am actually the pivot of the world. Everything is revolving around me. My business, my bank balance, my people. And he thus makes all things complicated, he says. Like Indra made things complicated, we saw that today. Isn't it? Anybody who thought I am the Lord except Krishna, that person complicates the things. Rahugana and Jadabharata, you saw. He was about to get into a complication, Vaishnava Aparad complication. He was saved because he humbled himself. So in this way, you will find, therefore, we have to purify our life. How do we purify? We purify our senses by engaging in Lord service. Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevanam, Bhakti Ruchate. We purify our mind by chanting Hare Krishna. We purify our intelligence by study of the Shastra. And we purify our ego by living with devotees, associating with them, and humbling ourselves. Living in the company of devotees. And we cleanse our chitta by shravanam and kirtanam, by regularly hearing and cleansing our heart. In this way, we have to cleanse our whole system completely. So otherwise, the whole world is moving under the impression that, you know, everything in this world belongs to me. And they are always expecting respect and honor. Yeah. Yes?
People are considering the land, this earth, to belong to human society. And they have divided the land under the false impression that they are the proprietors.
They say, no, in a government, for the people, by the people, of the people. Prabhupada said, really? You didn't create any of this. Neither the land belongs to government, nor it belongs to the people. It's created by God. Ultimately, that is mentioned in the Ishopanishad. Yesha vasyam idam sarvam yatkincha jagatyam jagat tena tak tena bhunjita magradakasya siddhanam. That's the verse which says that. One should honestly teach that everything belongs to God in this world, including all the land and everything. Yeah.
One has to get out of this false notion that human society is the proprietor of this world. When one is freed from such false notion, he becomes free from all the false associations caused by familial, social and national affections. These faulty associations bind one to this material world.
Like people have different societies. They have a Tamil society, Kerala society, Kannada society, Telugu society, Maharashtra society. That is based on the language. Then there are groups made according to religion, Hindu religion, Hindu group, Christian group, Muslim group and all that. Then there are Mera Bharat Mahan groups. When you go abroad, you will say Indian group, American group, Chinese group, Japanese group, Australian group. When you go to... So these are all temporary groups. They don't have permanence. But the Atma, his identity of Atma, a servant of Krishna, that is eternal identity. Yeah.
After this stage
means which stage? That means, you know, this proprietor. We are not the proprietor. That should be very clear. And also, we should not expect any honor in this material world. If they are expecting respect and honor, and also, we should not become attached to the temporary things that we possess. And then, we should not be puffed up. We should give up our pride. Lord is the master and we are his servant. And one should surrender. If you do these three things, after that, Prabhupada is saying, after this stage,
one has to develop spiritual knowledge.
Then Adhyatma Vidyaya. You can understand the spiritual knowledge very well at this point. Once you know Sarva Upadhi, Venirmuktam. I am not the body. I am spirit soul. Nothing belongs to me. Everything belongs to Krishna. With this understanding. And I am not independent. I had written a poem which I do for the Discover Yourself. I am a tiny jiva. Not the ultimate Lord, but a tiny part and parcel, servant of the Lord, like that. So, then we can become, read further.
One has to cultivate knowledge of what is actually his own and what is actually not his own. And when one has an understanding of things as they are, he becomes free from all dual conceptions such as happiness and distress, pleasure and pain.
Thank you.
He becomes full in knowledge. Then it is possible for him to surrender to the Supreme Personality of God.
Yeah, our happiness is Krishna's happiness. Our distress is, you know, something that is not happening for Krishna, then we will be in distress. So therefore, you will find a devotee connects everything to Krishna. So, yeah.
Material possessions.
Yeah, this I already told you. That is, see the temporary material possessions, including our body as Krishna's property. At the same time, take responsibility for maintaining them as Krishna's property. Use them in Krishna's service, not for sense gratification. We can maintain a good health, no problem, so that we have enough strength to practice Bhakti Yoga. And also, when we do all these things, you will see Lord is interested in protecting the devotee from the three gunas. And he glorifies the devotee's struggles to reach him. So, when a devotee engages everything in Krishna's service, Lord appreciates that. Lord says that the devotee wants to be owned by me. Then Lord gives himself to the devotee. Like you see, Krishna is bending to Arjuna. He says, Krishna, Arjuna says, Krishna tells Arjuna, since you are surrendering to me, now I become your property. That's what Krishna does. And the Lord has assured protection for such devotees. You see, If you, even for Gnostic, the Lord is giving food, clothing, shelter, everything. And for Astic people, he has given the religious scriptures to align with the scriptures and be obedient and everything. And he has given temples, he has given holy places and all those things. And for those who are devotees, for them Krishna is telling that I will do much many more things for you. Like Name Bhakta Pranashyati, Yoga Kshema Mahamyaham, all that Krishna has said. So we should have firm faith in the path of bhakti that avashya rakshibe Krishna, vishwasa palana. And we should surrender to Krishna without reservation. And we should not think Krishna is like a bodyguard. You know, as soon as there is a problem, he will immediately be there to solve it. No, we don't use Krishna as a problem solver. Sometimes devotee may face difficulties and challenges in spiritual life. Like one time a devotee, in some bomb blast, a devotee had passed away. So the devotee is announced, the devotee is called to Prabhupada and said by phone, Prabhupada, the devotee was in the crowd in the market and then they put the bomb blast. Many people died and this devotee also passed away. So Prabhupada, first thing he asked was that fellow chanting? They said yes. Then Prabhupada said nothing to worry. Krishna will protect him. So protect means what? You know, a devotee will not be permanently defeated. He may face a little setback now, like Bharat Maharaj faced little setback of becoming a deer. Small setback. But then immediately he intensified his bhakti and became Jadabharata, went back to Godhead. Parikshit faced a small setback. But then he heard the Srimad Bhagavatam and demigod showered flowers, he went back to Godhead. Dhruva Maharaj faced a small setback of fighting with Yakshas. He was given good advice by Swayambhu Manu Kubera, heard it and then refrained from fighting with Yakshas. And then he became glorious, went to Badrikashrama, cried tears of love for Krishna, and Vaikuntha Arpan came and took him back to Godhead. Ajamila chanted Narayana's name. You will find Ajamila was suddenly encountered with the Yamadutas, if you see, and he had no time to plan what to do. Because he saw Yamadutas, there was no time to do any more planning to escape from death. What he did? Narayana! Like that he shouted. And with no plan making, he called the Lord's name and he was saved from death. Hiranyakashipu did all plan making, without depending on the Lord, and he was finished. Try to compare these two cases. Hiranyakashipu made plans or no plans? All plans he made. I should not die in this way, that way, up and down, all those things. But did he die or not? Lord Narasimha finished. And did Ajamila make any plans? No plans, but he chanted. That's all. And he went to Vaikuntha. Just see. So therefore, a devotee should have firm faith in Krishna's plan. I think this is the last one, I think. Okay. So I think time is up now. I'll stop here. I will leave the PPT with the devotees and anybody who wishes to see the balance, you can see. Good amount of portion I have covered. If you all see the rest of the slides, you will be able to understand it yourself. It is very easy. Prabhupada says that, generally speaking, those who are grihasthas, we should dedicate ourselves in this way, according to Varnashrama, by doing the work. And then he is saying that the best thing, Prabhupada says, is to get relief from all mental activities as you grow older and engage oneself completely in hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. And that is the thing. But in the case of one cannot do that, then we can take up some engagement and for a specific attraction that we have. And also, this topic will take time, I will not explain. Faith in Krishna's goodness and his compassion in our sufferings. So, if you read it, you will understand it, if you go through it. So the last one we will read and conclude. Yeah, please read it.
The devotees of the Lord are called Akinchanas because they have practically no material assets. Such material assets are all products of the three modes of material nature. They foil spiritual energy, and thus the less we possess such products of material nature, the more we have a good chance for spiritual progress.
So material assets foil spiritual assets, Prabhupada says. Look at this Devaki Vasudeva, such innocent, pure-hearted devotees. By their devotion, Krishna agreed to become their child. Similarly, Yashoda, Krishna became completely malleable in the hands of Yashoda for her pure devotion. If you read the 10th canto, 9th chapter, 10th chapter, you know, Yashoda is glorified like anything, you know, for her pure devotion. So thanks to Srila Prabhupada, who wrote his commentaries for Bhaktivedanta purports and helped us understand these sublime truths in, even in this dark material world where everybody is in illusion and joining the rat race for money making. Even in such a horrible material world, Prabhupada has made these sublime spiritual truths understandable to us by his purports. And today is a very auspicious Janmashtami day. And to think of these things is very purifying and very helpful in building our consciousness. So, how to become Krishna's people and how to possess Krishna. But how to possess Krishna will require more explanation. Sometimes in a future seminar, I will elaborately talk about how to possess Krishna more. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
Lord Bhaktivinoda ki. Thank you very much. Yeah,
Hare Krishna.
You check with them.
Are there any questions?
Available? A question answers. Okay. You can give me the questions. You, is it put up in the chat? Oh, okay. Actually, ultimately Krishna is only one person only. Like for example, all of you devotees, see you have one role at home, you have another role in the office, and you have another role in ISKCON temple when you come. In ISKCON temple, you wear dhoti, kurta and sari when you come to ISKCON temple. And when you go to office, you wear pant shirt or you wear formal dress. And then in office, you, like a demigod, like a Shiva, for example, has two roles. You know, he acts like a demigod with materialistic people. With Vaishnavas like Prachetas, he behaves like a Vaishnava. Correct, no? So, one person can have multiple type of moods and behaviors. In the same manner, in this picture you find, you're showing the picture, Devaki and Vasudev, you know, they are seeing Vasudev with 400 form. That is called Vasudev Krishna. Now, Vasudev Krishna is now becoming a small baby and manifesting Vrindavan Krishna form. So, as soon as he became Vrindavan Krishna, immediately Vasudev took him to Nanda Gokulam, because Vrindavan Krishna's form is more suitable for Vraj Leela. Therefore, he was taken there in 200 form. Just like, you know, in your home, you may wear a lungi and a banyan, and you will be very casual in behavior. But when you are a military officer going to office, you know, there you carry a gun and a cap and stars and stripes and everything. There you can't be casual. You know, can you be playful in a battle? You can be joking with your enemies in the battle like you do at home. You have to show the gun. You may have to use the gun. But when you return home, you don't use the gun. You don't show the gun to your wife or children. You don't show it. So you have different roles. Similarly, Krishna, you know, original Krishna is Vrindavan Krishna. And then Krishna also expands as Vasudev Krishna with 400 form. Similarly, in Dwaraka also, he extends himself into 400 form in order to perform the administration and rule. Because both in Mathura and in Dwaraka, Krishna has to play administrative role. Whereas in Vrindavan, there is no administration. It's all fun. It's like honey. Everything is smoothly flowing. He doesn't play God at all there. He plays a role like one of the covered boys. So it's ultimately like triple acting, we can say. Krishna is doing triple acting in Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwaraka. It's like that. The moods are different, and according to the mood, he accepts such a role. All right, Prabhu? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, correct. Yeah. Okay. So there is one verse in the Upadeshamrita which says, Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtananu Smrityo Kramena Rasanamanasi Niyojya Tishtan Vajeta Danuragi Jananugami Kalam Nayeda Kilamityu Upadesha Saram. The Upadesha Saram is given in the Upadeshamrita middle verse. He says, Tatta Nama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtananu. One should glorify Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes and activities. Smrityo. And one should be able to constantly remember them. Kramena. Step by step. Which means Adho Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Antamriti. Like that one should progress. Rasana means the tongue. And Manasi means the mind. We should engage the tongue in chanting Krishna's holy names. And mind in remembering the Lord's pastimes. Niyojya. Tishtan Vraje. Situate oneself in Vrindavan consciousness. In a place which is very conducive, very similar to Vrindavan. Tad anuragi jana anugami. Become anuragi bhakta. What is the meaning of that? That anuragi bhakta is Srila Prabhupada. And your spiritual master. And you become their anugami. That means that you have to situate yourself under them and exactly do what they tell you to do. Kalam nayet. You should spend your time like this. Akilamit upadesha saram. This is the essence. Now when you are situate yourself under the Guruji, they are not going to tell you to hear all day. Actually hearing all day, saying that I am with a bead bag chanting all day every time and not doing service is also a sign of laziness many times. Because although we say we like to read and hear, symptoms are not showing that a person is becoming advanced. There are many people I have seen, they put the earphone and hear a lot. They read a lot of books also. But on a practical level, you find they lack Vaishnava qualities on one hand. On the other hand, they also don't do any tangible practical service and they don't win the heart of others. And they maintain their materialistic propensities like ever before. Then what is the meaning of their reading and hearing? Doesn't make any sense. Therefore, here it says that tad anuragi jana anugami. You have to become an anugami of an anuragi bhakta. And they will see that this person is reading a lot of books and he's a more jnani type fellow, bookworm. He's just reading and hearing more, but he's not doing practical service. They will engage you in practical service. And then when we do practical service, then purification takes place. Because it's like theory and practical. Correct, no? Whatever classroom theory you study, sometimes it will be a little complicated. But when you go to the lab in the afternoon and do an experiment, then the theory becomes easy for you. Similarly, what we hear in hearing Krishna's pastimes also, there are two stages, iron weight and gold weight. Iron weight means first we should read Bhagavad Gita about Ishvara Jiva Prakriti Kala Karma deeply. Because time and three gunas, and karma, they are all very, very important subject matters. Because unless one thoroughly makes a basic foundation using them, that's iron weight, we call it. One should analytically study from Gita Bhagavatam. After that, one should go to the gold weight, which is hearing name, form, qualities, pastimes of Krishna, which is very, very sublime and pure for advanced devotees. So to go from iron weight to gold weight, that is a stage in which we have to do a lot of services. Cultivate the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and work hard like Arjuna worked hard in the battle of Kurukshetra. Then when you are more purified, then a longing comes to attain Krishna. At that time, we should hear name, form, qualities, pastimes of Krishna's pastimes directly. So that's called a direct hearing of pastimes. And the iron weight is called indirect hearing. So indirect hearing is more for anarthanavritti purpose. And after we cross the stage of anarthanavritti, we go to nishtha and ruchi. Then hearing the name, form, qualities, pastimes is more meaningful, sensible. It is purifying, elevating, ecstasy producing at that time. All right, Prabhu? Yes?
Next question is from Harshlata. While doing our day-to-day work, jobs, indulging in various roles, when too many dilemmas are bothering us, how to imbibe Krishna consciousness?
Yeah. Actually, we can, there is a time of calm, there is a time of storm, we call it. Like ocean sometimes is calm, other times there is storm. So similarly, in our life also, you will see, there are calm times, and that is a very good time for cultivating. Like early morning, for example, rise early, and then chant Hare Krishna, read Prabhupada books, do the aratis, and all that. And daytime life becomes extremely busy, as you rightly said. Like you see the military people also, early morning they do march past and learning shooting and all the training programs they do. So, and then when the war comes, then they are sent to the border, where they have to, that is a time of storm. So, when time of calm is the time for cultivation. So, what I would say is, in the time of calm, our cultivation of Krishna consciousness should be so genuine and deep that it enters our chitta, our heart, subconscious mind. Once something has entered your subconscious mind, then it becomes very deep. Like Bhishma Pitama, his contemplation of Krishna was so deep, even in, when he was in the Kaurava court, that even in the battlefield, you know, he was exchanging love with the Lord Krishna, who was the Rathangapani, carrying the wheel of a chariot when Krishna came running. Bhishma was exchanging love with the Lord in the battle. In a battle, the heads are flying. Can you exchange love there? But he was exchanging love because his absorption was that. So that is the right word, absorption. I would say that we have to increase our spiritual absorption. If we do that, even in a fish market, in a loud, noisy place, we can peacefully chant Hare Krishna. Because the heart is absorbed. Once our heart is absorbed, you know, nobody can distract you. No external babble of waves can distract your internal samadhi. And that is, I would say, foolproof solution, I would say. Yes. Yes, Prabhu?
Yeah, I had one question. In case of Indra, it was visible that Krishna did all this plan to purify Indra, and Indra was grateful that, Lord, you have purified me. But in our life, when such purification will come, it will come through devotees. So rather than seeing Krishna's hand to purify us, we must start blaming the devotees that they did not treat it properly. So how to be careful and learn to see Krishna's hand in such situations when it come in our life?
Actually, we should think that, you know, Lord's desire manifests through the desires of devotees. We should see like that. The devotees are on me. See, for example, if one devotee says something, it is something. But if several devotees are saying the same thing to me, then I should take it as Krishna's will. I think, like for example, I'm embarking on doing something and several devotees are not feeling comfortable about it. Then we don't go ahead. Because many devotees have expressed their concerns. We don't go ahead. Similarly, I am reluctant to start for something, but several devotees actually express, then I can reconsider my decision again. So, therefore, even Prabhupada used to consult the devotees many times, ask the devotees, what is your gut feeling or inner feeling, just ask them. Similarly, generally what we may say, one example I'll tell you, like one junior boy, he wishes to preach, but his senior is telling him that, you know, Prabhu, first, it's good for you to get trained yourself nicely. You know, you complete Bhakti Shastri and then you can start preaching. But this boy says, Prabhu, it will take me another 3 years to complete Bhakti Shastri. Why don't you let me preach now? So many people are attracted to me now. He says, but the senior says, but Bhakti Shastri will make you level-headed. Your head will be between your shoulders. And then you can preach. But then the junior thinks, I think the senior is afraid that I will become more famous than him as a preacher. So he's not letting me go for preaching. Like that, he speculates with his own fertile brain. So because of such thinking, you know, he faces disgrace in his life. He becomes adamant, saying that I want to start preaching at any cost now. I'll do Bhakti Shastri side by side. But then he goes for preaching. It doesn't come out so well because he is acting independently. So now, do we expect that Krishna will come in our life and, you know, deal the way he dealt with Indra? That's not practical. Then in the absence of that, then who is going to do that for us? So if somebody is doing it for us, even though the devotee may be immature or whatever, we can take it that actually, you know, it's Krishna acting through these people. So let me take it as my purification, and we can accept it. So one more thing, what I would do, if a very young devotee is trying to purify me and his way of purifying is wrong and his cause is also wrong, I feel like that, then I will consult my guru. I will consult somebody very senior, because they can see without ahankar. I may have ahankar, my immediate authority may have ahankar, but somebody who is above my ahankar, he can see my situation and he can correct me whether I am wrong or the other person is wrong. That way we can sort out. Is it all right, Prabhu?
Maybe one more question.
Yeah.
Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada focuses on Shyam Sundar form as
correct.
To be loved, not to focus on other forms. Why?
Correct.
This question is from Anjane Prabhu.
Okay. Amongst all the different forms of Krishna, Aradhya Bhagavan Prajeshatanayaha Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Brajabadu Vargena Vakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamalam Prema Pumarto Mahan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradharana Paraha. Lachaitanya Mahaprabhu says this, that the form of the Lord we should worship is the 200 form of Krishna living in Vrindavan, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the Pramanam. Gopis are the best devotees, and like that he says. And the dham to be worshipped is Vrindavan dham. This is the highest type of worship, he says. Now, if somebody is attracted to the form of Rama, Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, or somebody is attracted to the Vishnu form, there is no problem in that. Some people may want to take initiation from Sri Vaishnava line and take Narayana for their worship, Lakshmi Narayan. Similarly, some Anupam, who was a brother of Rupa Sanatan, he wanted to worship Krishna. I mean, he wanted to worship Lord Raghunath, Lord Rama also. You know, another very intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya was Murari Gupta, who was Hanuman actually. Similarly, if any devotee feels that, Prabhu, I am very strongly attracted to worship of Rama or Vishnu, I don't see any problem in that, because all the three deities, Prabhupada says, Sita Ram, Lakshmi Narayan and Radha Krishna. But amongst the three, Krishna is called Purna Purushottam. Complete manifestation of Godhead. Because you will find Krishna is a sportive Lord, playful Lord, jovial Lord. At the same time, he has a serious role as Dwarakadish. He has played the role as a coward boy, as a king of Dwaraka. Like that you will find. He has played a jovial role with playing with coward boys, and he is giving Upadesh to Uddhava, Uddhava Gita and Bhagavad Gita. So extreme roles Krishna has played. So he is Purna Purushottam. He has been a lover of the gopis here. There he got married to the queens in Dwaraka. Fine. So, in our stage, we may not be able to feel love for Krishna, but we can feel respect for Krishna. And we can honor Krishna, respect Krishna, worship Krishna, chant his holy names, pray to him. They're like Lakshmi Narayan. Prabhupada says we should treat them like Lakshmi Narayan in our Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti stage. When we come to Raganuga, the rasas will start. The rasas will start manifesting in the heart. But in our stage, we should see him like Lakshmi Narayan and worship them in that mood. All right, Prabhu?
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. It was like getting your association. I know it's a very busy day for you. Short notice, you responded to Raj Krishna Prabhu's mail and giving such extended association. Especially the question answers, the practical insights which you gave, I think will be with us for a long time and maybe make us a little better devotees than what we are. Thank you again. And we look forward for this next Krishna Prabhu. We'll wait.
Thank you very much.
So, since questions are over now, question and answer session is over, we are concluding. Jai.
Janmashtami Maha Mahotsav ki.
Jai.
Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki.
Jai. Hare Krishna, let us express our heartfelt gratitude to His Grace Radhesham Prabhu for very enlivening and enlightening session. Going in depths of the finer, subtler aspects of pure devotional service, especially importance of removing material attachment, destructive effects of goody-goody type of devotional service, and removing the affliction of false pride, all through covering by the pastime of Lord Krishna correcting Indra's pride. He stressed on the need to transcend the superficial devotion and diving deep in unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service. The title was Be Krishna's and Own Krishna, or it can be paraphrased as Me Krishnacha Ani Krishna Maza. Let's express our heartfelt gratitude to His Grace Radhishyam Prabhu by three times loudly chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.